It is day three of the Virginia Film Festival. This is Sean McCord in the Filmmakers Lounge. I'm sitting across from Brian Golden Davis. Brian, thank you for being here.
Oh, thanks a lot for having us.
And Rob McBroom, who's one of the subjects of his film, The Million Dollar Duck, which screens Sunday at 4:15 p.m. at the PPCC's Dickinson Center. Okay, let's get this. Let's just get this over with right up front. This is not a Disney film.
It is not.
It's not about a duck who lays golden eggs.
No, this is not the Disney film from 1971. This is actually a documentary about six wildlife artists on their obsessive quest to get their image of a duck on a U.S. stamp.
Right, and Rob, you were one of the duck artists.
Yeah, I've been entering it now. I think we're going on 16 years that I've done it, but I don't do it the traditional way. I have abstract entries with glitter and rhinestones, and I incorporate logos and whatnot. Where it still technically is okay to do, it's really the judge's decision to weed me out, which is what happens most of the time.
Most of the time?
Oh, yeah. I've been brought back a couple of times by executive decision.
Yeah.
But other than that, no, it's usually a whole lot of zeros across the board on that.
Okay, so there's a whole history here. Brian, you're going to have to explain this for me. There's a whole history here of ducks on stamps. This isn't just a one-off. This is an ongoing quest to seek the perfect duck for U.S. postage stamps.
Yeah, so what happens every year is the Fish and Wildlife Service puts on this contest. And what it is like the only art contest that the federal government runs.
Okay.
And what they do is they get all these entries of ducks or pairs of ducks or whatever your art, portrays of ducks. And then basically when they choose the winner after like 2 days of judging, that winner gets put on what's called a duck stamp. Now, the duck stamp is actually not even a postage stamp. It's what's called a conservation stamp.
Okay.
And so duck hunters have to buy the stamp each year for their federal hunting license. And then there will also be people like birders or conservationists that will buy the stamp because the money from that stamp is used to fund the national wildlife refuges and basically protect the wetlands all across the country.
Okay. So when I said U.S. postage stamp, I was just wrong.
Yeah, but it's a popular mistake because it was also featured in Fargo. It's a subplot in that.
Oh,
and it's because
yeah.
the Coen brothers actually grew up down the street and were childhood friends of the Hauptman brothers, who are these three brothers that have won the contest, I think, a collective 13 times between them. And once you win, you have to sit out for 3 years. So it's really unprecedented how often they get to it. In 2015, they came in first, second, and third.
Yeah, so I mean, the stamp has been around since 1934, so it's really developed into this weird American subculture where people because if you win this thing, your wildlife career is launched overnight.
Do you actually get $1 million?
You do not actually get $1 million. Yeah, so the term the million-dollar duck comes from like a marketing campaign that the government did in the mm-hmm. 80s. And it was like, if you can paint a duck, you can win $1 million. But what they don't tell you is that you actually don't get any money from the government. But what you can do is you become famous and you can sell your prints. And your sort of overall prestige in the art world goes up. And you start selling all these prints and other artwork and the original. And that can usually earn you up to $1 million in about a year or two.
So if your duck is selected, Rob, if your duck is selected, mm-hmm. do you own that image?
You do. You retain the copyright on it. And so it gets turned into the stamp, but then you parlay that into all the other things you can make off of it, prints and coffee mugs and Afghans and whatever else you'd like to do.
At least until the next, do they do this annually, you said?
Yeah, it's
annually. Until next year's duck.
Yes.
So if you hit the jackpot, you can license your duck.
You can license it for as long as you want. It's
right.
What you get off of it now isn't at the height of it in the 80s, where I've heard about it getting parlayed into $2 million to $4 million, depending on the rumors you'd trust on that.
Wow.
But now it's much, much smaller. I think it's probably closer to the $200,000 range. Is that right?
it's kind of between the $250,000 to $500,000 range now.
Still, not
yeah,
chump
but
change.
It's still not chump yeah. change. Yeah.
Yeah, and let's face it, $250,000 duck just doesn't roll off the tongue quite the same way. So, all right. So it is this whole subculture that I knew nothing about. How did you stumble into this?
Well, actually, like the first way that I ever heard about the contest was there's actually a local artist here in Charlottesville. Uh-huh. His name is Ron Luke, and he had won the contest in 2001. And it just so happened, one of my friends in Charlottesville, because I grew up in the area as well, I'd asked him about his stepdad, and he goes, "Oh, he's a wildlife artist, and he painted this duck. He got on a stamp, and now we're set for life."
Wow.
And so that was the first I ever heard about it, and this was when I was like 15 or 16 years old. And it, you know, fast forward, you know, another 16 or 17 years, and I heard someone on NPR talking about a book that had come out called The Wild Duck Chase, which was also about this contest.
Mm-hmm.
And I read that book, and it kind of brought back that memory, and I was like, I know there's a film here, and I know it can be entertaining, even though it's about stamps and wildlife art, and on the surface seems like possibly the most boring subject of all time.
I got to tell you, this actually sounds quite interesting. I want to find out. Oh, I want to find out about this American subculture course, and obviously now I want to find out how to paint ducks.
It was funny because when I was pitching the film and trying to raise money for it, you know, when I mentioned stamps and wildlife art, I could just see people's eyes rolling in the back of their head. And I was like, I think I'm just going to have to, like, pony up the money and make this thing myself. And that's what we did.
And you did, though. Mm-hmm. And how's it been going? You've been going to festivals and getting good response?
Yeah, this one's, in a weird way, been sort of a Cinderella story going, you know, and like it's like we premiered it at the Slamdance Film Festival. It sold right after the first screening to Lionsgate, and Animal Planet picked it up for the TV premiere.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And so we've just had the TV premiere, which was great. And then, you know, we have the screening tomorrow, which is probably the last chance that people get to see it in a theater. And that'll be tomorrow, you know, Sunday
at 4:15. Yeah. It's PVCC's Dickinson Theater. So, Rob,
yes.
How did you become a duck painter?
Okay, well, I don't exclusively paint ducks.
Well, that's good.
But I grew up in Minnesota.
Do you do fish and other fowl?
Not really, no, to be honest. I just do things that I'm interested in, and also that comes from, I come from Minnesota. I grew up in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was always the pervasive thing when I was there. It was the heart of the 80s. I grew up in a lower middle class neighborhood, and so a lot of the people that I knew had parents who collected the duck stamps, and it was something I always kind of knew about in the back of my mind. And so when I started painting things, I just kind of went with what my culture came from.
Yeah, yeah.
So I knew about that. It took me forever to try to find out how to enter, because Google, having finally a good search engine, was eventually how I did it. Ooh. But I had meant to do it 5 years before that. My first entry was in 2000. And so I just assumed everyone... I sent in my entry every year. People didn't pay attention, and it came back. And it turns out, no, there's been a lot of people who had been noticing year after year that I had done this thing.
Interesting. Yeah. So, Brian, how did you find your subjects for the film?
Well, I mentioned before the film was inspired by the book, and so there were several characters from the book, like Rob here, that just sort of jumped out. So Rob and the Hopman brothers, who are the New York Yankees of the duck stamp contest, were sort of like easy picks. And then the rest of the people I really looked for, I wanted someone that was younger that was entering, and that's how I found Rebecca Nestav, who's a 21-year-old female artist who was entering. And then the rest of the people kind of just came through word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one other subject that's here this weekend. And he's actually the arch nemesis of Rob.
Oh,
and
so his name is, you two can't be in the room at the same time.
We can get along right now, but you're not going to see us like riding around town on a bicycle build for two or anything. Let's just say that.
So Tim is a really interesting guy, and he's been entering the contest also for probably about 15 or 16 years, maybe even more.
I think he
maybe
was
20.
95, I think.
Yeah.
It was the first time he went to a show.
And so, but he is a very traditional painter. Likes the rules the way that they are, and he paints his realistic versions of ducks. And so if you're interested in coming to the Q&A tomorrow, it'll be very engaging.
But you're gonna have to sit between them, right?
Probably not. I mean, when we did the television credits...
I'm trying to build drama here.
Yeah, I know. But when we had Slam Dance, that was the first time we had ever met, and I was a little concerned he was going to deck me. It got to that point. It was just the tit for tat that we've been doing back and forth to each other. I have a lawyer involved just in case he decided to sue me for doing parodies of his work. And so I was pretty good with that. And so we actually discussed that after Slam Dance because he apparently talked to a lot of attorneys and they told him, you can try to do this, but it's going to cost you a lot of money for probably not much financial return. So always helps.
You heard it here, folks. The first rule of Duck Painting Club. I guess we have been talking about Duck Painting Club. Well, if there's any question that we are here in the heart of the film festival is this room has suddenly become very crowded and very loud. So probably best to finish this up. Rob, thank you so much. I want to look up your duck paintings now. Ryan, thank you for coming by. I hope to get your phone charged. The film is The Million Dollar Duck. Sunday, 4:15 p.m. at PVCC Dickinson Center. Thank you so much for coming by, and good luck with the rest of the festival.
All right, thanks a lot for having us.
Thank you.